Chapter 1. Get ready to laugh.
What pranks are you going to play? Asked one boy.
I don't know yet, answered his friend. I have to come up with something cool. I want everyone at this school to remember it for a long time.
Why not stack up the trash cans in the quad area? The friend asked.
No, that would stink.
Stink?
Hey, that gives me an idea, he said.
The boys walked into their classroom laughing to themselves.
It was halfway through the second semester at Bell Junior High. It was the last day of March. The weather was really nice. Some kids were thinking about spring break. Some kids at school were thinking about summer vacation. In a few months it would be summer. Some kids were even thinking about high school. Mr. Perez was worried. He knew some kids would be thinking about the pranks they would do. Mr. Perez had to think about all kinds of things. He is the principal at Bell Junior High. Mrs. Jones came up and said hello to Mr. Perez. She works in the school office.
Do you know what day tomorrow is?
He asked Mrs. Jones.
Yes, Mr. Perez, April 1st, she said to him.
April Fool's Day, he said to her.
Oh, that's right, I forgot, she said.
Yes, all the teachers are on guard. They're all watching for pranks. I don't know who the kids like to play pranks on the most. Some kids play pranks on their friends. Some kids play pranks on kids they don't like. Some kids play pranks on their teachers, he told her.
Excuse me, Mr. Perez, Bob said. What's April Fool's Day?
Bob is a boy who works in the office. He is a twin. Bob looks just like his brother. The boy's friends get them mixed up all the time. Bob's brother's name is Ron. A lot of kids at Bell Junior High know the boys because they're twins.
April Fool's Day is when some people play pranks on other people, Mr. Perez said. A prank is a kind of joke. Some pranks can be funny. Some pranks make fun of other kids. Nice pranks are okay. They don't hurt anyone. The bad thing is that some kids play bad pranks. Bad pranks can hurt people. Bad pranks are only funny to the person who played the prank.
Bob was a little sorry he asked. He did not want Mr. Perez to think he might play pranks on teachers.
I wouldn't play a prank on teachers, Bob said. My mom would kill me.
I will keep an eye on you, the principal joked. We don't want you in trouble with your mom.
Then he laughed a little. Mr. Perez knows Bob well enough to joke with him. He sees Bob in the office every day.
Now, asked Mrs. Jones, who is playing the pranks?
All three of them laughed. End of chapter 1.